This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is expected to visit President Joe Biden and the Congress next week as lawmakers continue to debate $21 billion more in aid to Ukraine to support its fight against Russia. Congress is increasingly divided over whether to provide Ukraine with more financial help. The U.S. government on Thursday imposed sanctions on some 150 companies and individuals it accuses of helping Russia's war effort against Ukraine. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman here in Washington.
The Departments of State and Treasury have announced a new round of sweeping sanctions on those the U.S. war against Ukraine. A particular focus is Russia's Ukraine. Also sanctioned are those affiliated with the Wagner Group militia alleged to have shipped munitions from North Korea to Russia, and those helping advance Russian malign activities in the Central African Republic. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The Dominican Republic will close its entire border with neighboring Haiti from 6 a.m. on Friday local time, President Luis Abinader told reporters on Thursday, amid a conflict over the construction of a water channel from a shared river. The Dominican Republic threatened to shut down the border last week, arguing the construction works off the river massacre violate a 1929 treaty. For more news, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of U.S. auto workers headed for the picket line Friday after their leaders couldn't bridge a giant gap between union demands and contract talks and what Detroit's three automakers are willing to pay. In an AP interview, Stellantis worker Candace Bowles says it's nice to see the solidarity among auto workers. That was Candace Bowles, the UAW worker, speaking there. In other news, in Libya, whole families drowned in the flooding in the coastal city of Derna, many unaware of the dangers until they heard the dams burst. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has that story.
Mubarak Al-Ghiati told British broadcaster Sky in a video call from Derna that he and his brother were still in shock.
We're speechless.
Libyan health officials have confirmed graves as search teams scoured ruins left by the devastating floods. I'm Karen Chamas.
Hurricane Lee is moving closer to the New England region of the United States and Canada's Atlantic coast, with the storm expected to make landfall over the weekend, according to forecasters. In a briefing, National Hurricane Center Deputy Director Jamie Rome said the impact of the storm should not be taken lightly. Britain, France, and Germany have announced they will keep their sanctions on Iran related to the Mideast country's atomic program and its development of ballistic missiles. The measures were to expire in October under a timetable spelled out in the now-defunct nuclear deal between Tehran and world powers. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.